This is John Shannon with KSFR News. I am speaking with Milton Reese, who is the co-head of the film department at Santa Fe Community College. And what we'd like to find out, Milton, is now that people are getting vaccinated and our COVID-19 numbers are dropping, how is that impacting you, your classes, and your students?
Oh, that is the million-dollar question. And it's actually, you know, as a college, as a film department, we're really hoping that this is going to slowly ease us back to somewhat of what a normal existence is. Now, what that normal part of the existence is still to be questioned. There's no quick answers as far as the COVID-19 goes, but we at least are heading in the right direction. And SFCC has, I think we've been in the forefront of acting in a responsible fashion during this pandemic. 12 months ago, just about to the day, we just didn't open again. And the last 12 months have been about, what, 4 or 5 long years, it seems. It's really been difficult for students. It's been difficult for faculty. It's been difficult for staff. It's been difficult for administration. How do you keep teaching in a world that doesn't let you look at each other face-to-face any longer? It's a challenge. We rose to the occasion as a department, but also as a school, and I think we came out doing pretty well. We succeeded more than we didn't succeed, let's put it that way. So as far as the film department goes, we have a new dean who is in charge of our department, and his name is James Weisong, and he comes to us from Florida. He has a really good track record, but more important than that, he has a real drive to get the film department working with the local unions in support of what they need. And then that in turn is in support of what the students need to get skills so that they can get work. It's really remarkable. Under his guidance, we are now actively reaching out to 3 of the local unions. And the first, of course, is the Local 480, which is the New Mexico Union, the New Mexico Crew Union, or Film Crew Union, IATSE 480. And we've been working with them for quite some time, years, in fact, decades, to be honest. And it's an ongoing relationship that we do rather well with. We're also reaching out to the Local 600, which actually technically isn't local, but it is the local IATSE 600, which is the camera union. And the goal is to work with them, finding out exactly what they need for trainees to come into their union. And we've got a pretty good handle on it. We haven't officially done anything yet with them, but that's soon to come, I hope. And then also the local 800, the IATSE 800, which is, again, not local, but it is the art directors union, or guild, pardon me. And this is a new step for us, because the IATSE 800, or the Art Directors Union, they really are looking for people to be trained in exactly the skills that they need. And again, we are setting up meetings with them almost as I speak. We're setting up meetings with them. So that should be an exciting part of what it is we're doing on a training level. So I'm actually thrilled regarding the outside entities that really see the need for individuals to be trained the correct way, safely. And of course, now safety in the film industry has even one more part of the equation, and that is the COVID-19, the safe practices that we have to adhere to. If we don't, we will fail. And so that's something that we also are teaching at the college.
I was going to ask if that's become part of the protocol.
It has become part of the protocol. We were ahead of the game at Santa Fe Community College. A year ago, when we knew classes were not going to be reopening in person, we need to get equipment into the hands of the students that are in production classes. Well, how do we do that? Well, we actually set up a clean room for sanitizing of equipment. Equipment is on a as-needed basis, and it's limited, admittingly. And it's also curbside pickup and delivery, plus it's not returned back to inventory until it has been cleaned and sanitized. Within the production classes, more appropriately, the film crew training classes, we spend quite a bit of time working with the safe practices. And these safe practices are mandated by the unions themselves, and we've adopted their methods, as much as we can, that is. And again, it seems to be working. Did we come up against roadblocks? Sure we did. But we overcame those roadblocks. And I think as a department, certainly as a school, but as a department more specifically, we have taken this downtime to, I can't say reinvent ourselves, but alter how we run ourselves. And for the better. I mean, we weren't sitting down, having coffee every morning and doing nothing. No, we were actively rearranging how we can better serve the community because we're a community college. So we need to do that. And more specifically, we needed to figure out how we could serve the students wanting to get into the film industry. And it's been a challenge, and I think it will continue to be a challenge, but I think we're winning.
Do you know how many productions are going on in Santa Fe at the moment?
In Santa Fe proper, I see signs up. I think there's two or three that are going on in the Santa Fe region. Two in Santa Fe proper, I think one in the outlying areas. I believe there's seven productions currently going on in the state.
Well, I can vouch for some of it out here in where I live in Galisteo. They were shooting just last week, so it's certainly ongoing. Let me ask you this. What's going to happen this summer? Are there going to be summer courses?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Now, is it going to be a full schedule? No, because we're still continuing the college as a whole, but the department, we're still continuing on doing quite a few online classes. And we'll continue that for quite some time, if not indefinitely. Because some classes, we have discovered, happily, that they work really well online.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens the door for areas outside of this region to come in and take classes from incredible faculty members. Some classes, however, are hands-on training. They just cannot be taught virtually.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to, and those are the ones that we have started to get up and running again. In fact, last night, I had my very first in-person class in a long time, and it was fantastic. It was so much fun. I mean, it was so wonderful to actually look at somebody in 3D, albeit with a mask and quite a ways away from me, but still it was like, oh my gosh, they're actually really here.
real live students.
And so we are starting to get back into it. This summer, the schedule is, I believe it is, if it's not posted, it is just about to be posted. And it's a light schedule, but it is a active schedule. And so we've got the typical Film Crew 1, which is the Film Crew 1 lab component, which is really the basic film crew training for below the line principally. And it's really just an introduction to the film world and what it is we can do in this fantastic world of filmmaking. And it will be an on-ground class or an in-person class, even though it may be listed as blended, which means technically both online and on-ground. It will probably be an on-ground class. We have Video Production 1, which is our entry-level class for video production. Also, Editing 1, and Editing 1 will be online. Screenwriting 1 will be online. Even Video Production 1 will be mostly online, if not entirely, but there will be equipment that will be into the hands of those students. And then, of course, a couple of internships that are still to be determined what they are. We took the time to alter who we are as an institution, specifically as a film department, and for the better. I mean, I think we're really coming out of this much stronger with a much clearer vision of what it is we should do, where we can go, and how we can get there. Again, it's one step at a time. Large steps, admittingly, but one step at a time, and we will get there. We'll get there.
You've been listening to Milton Reese, the co-head of the film department at Santa Fe Community College. For KSFR, I'm John Shannon.